Hi, welcome. This is Corinne, your host from Broadway Showbiz Radio, starting a new series on Broadway Showbiz where we will be doing interviews and reviews of Broadway, off-Broadway, film, and possibly talks with people in the industry, from choreographers to dancers to singers, and we look forward to doing this in audio format. Our first piece will be on Spamilton, which makes a lot of sense because I'm a very big fan of Forbidden Broadway, and I've seen Forbidden Broadway since the very beginning and have seen almost every version, I think all versions but one or two. Anyway, Gerard Alexandrini wrote it, and it is a parody this time of the huge show called Hamilton, which unfortunately is the only show that I have not had the chance to see, but I do have the CD, and I have listened to it, and so when I saw Spamilton, I still got a lot of the jokes, even though I haven't seen the show. So you can, if you haven't been lucky enough to get a ticket to see Hamilton like me, you can see Spamilton and still get a lot out of it if you listen to the music of Hamilton. It is an excellent show with some very talented people. Shout out to Gina Kreismeyer Goodman, who is the current diva in for Christine Petty, who's also well known from Forbidden Broadway fame. Now, Gina's been the understudy in the regular cast of Forbidden Broadway for many years, and she's extremely funny. Also funny in the show is the entire cast. Dan Rosales plays Lin-Manuel Miranda, and I actually interviewed Lin-Manuel when he was doing In the Heights, and there's something about him. He really captures his personality. Tristan Schuler is extraordinarily funny and does some really good impersonations of some very famous Broadway legends. I don't want to shout out who they are. I want you to be surprised when you see him in it. You really need to go see this show. It's a brilliant show. It's playing for a few more weeks. So you need to get your tickets now at the Puerto Rican Traveling Company off Broadway on 47th Street. This is Corinne Cohn reporting for BroadwayShowbiz.com. Next up will be a feature on Once on This Island. I will be having a conversation with webmaster Bob Johnson about our experiences at the show last night, and that will be up next week. Until then, I look forward to seeing you at BroadwayShowbiz.com. This is Corinne Cohn for Broadway Showbiz Radio.